This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. It was a rough night for Vikings quarterback J.J. McCarthy last night. He turned the ball over three times and was sacked six times in a 22-6 loss to the Falcons in Sunday Night Football.
This is unfortunate, but I know we have a great, you know, character, culture, locker room, that we're going to respond from this and we're going to learn and get better and bounce back next week.
Head coach Kevin O'Connell.
It's going to be easy to try to put the microscope on J.J., and there's certainly some plays, some throws, some things that I'm sure he would love to, you know, get another op at. But I thought he also, when we did move it, you know, I thought he made some throws and I thought he showed his athleticism, and just as a group, we did not execute to our standard, and it kind of moved from guy to guy at times.
Less than 200 yards of total offense and only two field goals. Minnesota will host Cincinnati Sunday. The Lynx overcame a slow start, then rallied big time. They beat Golden State 101-72 in game one of their opening round WNBA playoff series. Minnesota trailed by seven after one, then got it going. Head coach Cheryl Reeves says her team gave all-out effort.
I thought we largely did a good job in that space, and that's saying something because, I mean, their pursuit of possessions is high. So if we ever didn't give maximum effort, they won the possession. And so I thought we did pretty well in that space because it was absolutely a point of emphasis.
Nafisa Collier led the way with 20 points. Game two is Wednesday in San Jose. The Twins lost at home to the Diamondbacks 6-4 yesterday. Manager Rocco Baldelli says it was a close series even though they lost two of three.
We're out there competing and giving ourselves an opportunity to win every single night. And we need to continue to improve. We need to step up and do better than we're doing, but we're right there. You need to have that mentality that the game's always within reach.
The Yankees will visit Target Field tonight. The AAA Saints closed out their 2025 home schedule, beating Columbus yesterday in St. Paul 11-7, and the 13th-ranked Gopher volleyball team beat South Dakota State 3-1. This is MNN Sports.